Big Batty kings, queens, and everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. And today we have my baby, Joe Bags.
Woo! I came from next door.
Yeah, I know. Joe was literally recording next door. We were like, Mama, come on the pod.
I know, honestly, I was like, fine, get me a coffee and I'm in.
In
I'm
it? In. What is this? An iced coffee?
It's iced Americano with honey.
Let me taste.
It's absolutely horrible. That's my inside right now.
And nutritious. Ew. That is hell.
But it's really skinny. It's just water and coffee.
Yeah. Bella Hadid.
But my insides are not right.
Yeah, fair, fair. Not mine right. Haven't been for years.
Not since that ski trip.
We'll get on to that.
Yes.
How's life? What's going on?
Good, good. What's going on? I have a man.
I know. Who is in the room with us right now,
yeah,
by the way, ladies.
Behind
and
the camera. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
And then, yeah, what else going on? Busy, obviously.
The Bags family is the modern day Kardashians. Yeah. I'll tell you that
it's
much.
It's hard being the Chris.
But, yeah, in it.
It's knackering. But yeah, we launched our family YouTube yesterday.
Right, tell us about this.
Okay, so the idea is that every couple of weeks we launch a video where someone comes around the house for roast dinner.
Right.
So we've got some pre-records going on at the minute, and then we'd love to have you in as well in the new year.
I'd love to
come. Come round, eat some turkey and have a laugh, basically. And we play a game called Trust Issue.
Okay.
So like someone gets a card that says they've got secret challenge, and then you have to do it during the meal. So like in the
first
episode,
but like almost like a like it could be really left.
Yeah.
Are you like, tell my dad he looks shit today?
Like and something then, like, really nasty.
Right.
The first one was really nice. It was like drop 10 song titles into a convo. So I thought it came to me.
That's quite funny.
So I thought I'm going to say like, I want a tattoo, and then I name like loads of song titles.
Right,
so
right.
But yeah, no, it's camp.
That's a really hard one. I'd be really shit at that.
Yeah, I know. I think you'd be quite good.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
For you.
So it's all going well.
Yeah.
Pod's going well. It's just busy time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, because I always think this about you. I'm like, how on earth do you liaise the entire Bags family and then carry it on your back?
How do I liaise? So we have a family
you,
group chat.
I don't. We just argue.
It's more like family group chat situ.
Yeah.
And then I have situations with them where it's so hard because mum's like, I don't want to be told, I want to be asked. And I'm like, no, I do that. But it has to be sometimes like,
right,
you are doing this ad today.
Yeah.
You are, like,
you know, do the can now.
I'm like, but I think they trust me enough now to know that if I'm saying like, please do this, it's it will work.
Yeah.
But it's a lot sometimes. And it's like loads of different personalities. And George now got his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, off to New York next week. We've got a shoot on the day.
Right. And like,
it's a lot.
So many cooks in the kitchen.
It's giving like Kim on a private jet, like, sorry, I can't make this shit, mama. Like,
yeah. It's very that. But also, I'm like, even to try and swayed my dad to be in a TikTok with me is honestly sends me 6 feet under.
Yeah,
it's so difficult. Stand here, do that. And they're like actually inept with certain things.
I tried to film that, you know, that because it's iconic.
Yes,
I love
yes.
It took me, what, 10 minutes of mum? It's
yeah,
a
5
second sound.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She's also had a bottle of rosé, it's her birthday. I was sat there like, I couldn't bear it.
Oh no, I've completely given up on my dad and lip sync.
Yeah.
There's no way. As in, he's honestly, it's homophobic at this point. That's how bad it is. Like, he can't do anything. He's just like this.
Do you know what my dad does? It might really help him.
What?
My dad speaks it rather than miming. My dad would be it's iconic and I love to do iconic shit. And I'm like,
Phil Mitchell in the house.
Literally. Yeah, that might help.
Oh, maybe I'll tell him to do that.
Yeah.
To be fair, that does help. I do that sometimes even to lip sync properly.
Agreed.
No, it's hell. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, because I didn't really know you in your Gogglebox era days.
Fine, yeah.
Right, so I always just know you as the family that does content together, blah, blah, because that's when I started hanging out with you and going to events stuff with you, and that's how.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started from there, and the rest is history. But like, was this always the plan? whose idea was Gogglebox?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't always the plan. The plan was that when I was making TikToks for fun, and then I used to edit, like, no one really knows this. I used to do freelance work and edit people's travel videos and stuff when I had my full-time job, just for fun. I liked editing. I love editing.
Right.
I actually wanted to be like a producer when I was younger, that type of thing. So then when I...
What?
Yeah, I know. The fellas, you got a job.
Yeah.
I can do it all.
Editing. You're extraordinary.
So then I did my recruitment job, was doing the editing, and then I did TikToks over lockdown because I was bored.
Right.
And I liked the idea of like filming everyone and like editing it and like making it like a reality show type of thing.
Right.
So then that blew up. Then we got asked to go on Gogglebox, but we all still work full time.
So you got asked to go on Gogglebox.
From TikTok.
It wasn't like, that wasn't like you just applied for Gogglebox and it ended up happening.
I would never have thought of it, yeah. So.
Really?
We did watch it, but I never would have thought. And then I thought the girl was joking, so I had searched her name up and she was a real person. And it was that or Family Fortunes. And I was like, we can't, guys.
You lot on Family Fortunes would have been carnage.
I know.
That.
So like, yeah, it was a lot. So then we did that. And then once we started to like be on TV properly, get the airtime, and then the TikTok's going well, it got to a point where I was like, oh, like, could we do something
properly? Right.
And then we saw the Malones, is it Tom Malone Jr., like, leave and then go, and he was doing well.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, a young person coming off the show, like, it is possible. And then...
100%, it gives you, like, a that proper TV platform, which I feel like all of us who only have started on the TikTok world...
On the TikTok...
But all of us who started in that like social media world, it's that everyone's trying to get into the TV space, but you were like, mama, I'm here.
I'm gonna
You were already there.
Missy Elliott thing where she says it backwards and I thought I can't even flip it and reverse it today.
Oh no, it's been a long one. That's too much. It's too far into December for all that.
too far in.
Agreed.
But yeah, so then it was our last series and I thought, do you know what? We got everything we could out of this. But I thought, let's go see what happens. And then a lot of it at the start, like, as you know, was a lot of me and George.
Right.
And then it was a lot of us doing, like, navigating it together. And then I think we've gotten to the point now where we've noticed that we're all so different.
Mm.
So what I wanted to do is have a hub where we're all together, like the Bags Family channel.
And then you all do your own stuff separately.
It's like Gogglebox, it's like the Kardashians. You all come together for this one thing. And then in your own right, you all do your own thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Because otherwise you try and be the same person and it doesn't work.
Yeah. You're like, why? If people love that form of content and we are doing it, why like move that away?
Agreed.
To do your
own
thing, because I feel like so I want
George
to
is there with his top off, you know, and that had, you're like not every day you're like not every day that
exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
And so
I wish it was every day that. I really like it, I'll be honest.
Oh, you and every other 12-year-old girl.
Oh my god, I'm such a cougar, it's hell.
I know you are.
No.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, it is. No, I love that though.
Mm.
So, but you're enjoying it.
Loving it. And I always say to people when they say like, do you actually genuinely enjoy this?
Mm.
There's no way I would work this hard if I didn't absolutely love it.
Agreed.
And I'm honestly working like every day, and Kane can like attest to that. Like, I'm honestly
are the Kris Jenner of the like,
I love
you work
it, so.
Your ass off.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about Joe Bags, he's gonna work.
We were really fucked in Austria in the room. We were like two bottles of white tea, and I remember we were sat there on the bed and you were like, if there's one thing you
oh my god,
you won't work. And I was like,
guys, when I tell you, we had a heart. Felt it was the, you know, one of those just trash
and
moments.
It also, it never ended, like people were knocking on my door like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, but also you were telling me your life story, I was going, you know, like when you look back and you think, what shit were we
don't
talking?
Remember a single thing aside
don't
that moment.
I was going, one thing about you, George Bags, you're gonna work. And you went, I know.
And I said, my name's Joe.
Yeah, it's all am I still drunk off the wine?
And I said, one thing about me, Ash, is
my name is Joe. That's really funny.
But yeah, that was
so funny. How did that happen? I was still thinking about the topless thing, I think.
I can't remember. They, on that brand trip, they should not... Oh, you're talking about that. I meant, how do we... I thought you were saying, how do we get in that room?
And no.
I was going to say, they should not have put us all in a hotel that was...
I agree. Okay.
We'll get on to that.
Yeah, we will get on to that. No, should we just get on to it now?
Fine.
Guys, let's talk about Austria. Me and Joe just got back from Austria. We were on a brand trip. I don't even know how to describe it. Hell, horror, chaos, iconicity. It was so good.
I've never done anything like it in my life.
Me neither.
Like, it was like a trip with, you get every single loud person from the internet and put them in a hotel in Austria for 4 days.
And then push them down a slope in the snow after 6 tequilas. Imagine.
I've never drank that much wine. It was must have been 2-3 bottles a night.
It was hell. It was hell. I must say that, yeah, no wonder you're a jitterbug. But also, no, it was so much fun though. As in, I don't think I've ever been on... a trip that's never been that I've laughed that much on.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
It was non-stop.
And even like you turning up to the Husky Ski Walk, absolutely steaming.
Oh my god,
you were twirling.
So basically, with the night before, we'd got absolutely slizzard, right? And how many hours sleep did we have?
I must have been about 4 or 5, less than.
Good for you. Oh, I was about two.
No, that was the night when you had two. I had about 4 or 5, and I felt good.
But why did I have two?
You stayed up with... No, that was the night you had your nose up Kiara's ass.
Well, yes. Oh, God. Okay. We need to tell you this from the beginning. How did we even begin?
Should we start on day one? Because I feel like we're going to...
Yes.
Day
one was cute. Day one was very much... We're here for the brand.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it cute and casual.
That lasted about 20
minutes. Yeah, that lasted all of 2 hours. And we watched a screening of the Christmas film.
Wholesome. Which was,
yeah, very wholesome, very cute. And then we were all knackered as well. We'd been up from what?
Oh, like 3 a.m.
Yeah, because we got picked up at 5 a.m. to the airport.
Mm.
Like, it was a lot. Everyone was on their last legs a little bit on that day. We got there and we were like, let's just have it be wholesome, let it be cute, whatever. Now, the next day,
the first night we got back from the screening and we were like, why has this bar got smoke machines and lasers?
Yes.
So then everyone like had a few bevs. I put my Joe's iPod Nano playlist on and it got like a little bit like...
Yes, yeah.
Just a little bit party style. But then we all said, we're tired, go to bed.
No, and all it was like a taster of what was to come.
No, I was fucked that night.
Why does the plot just keep thickening?
No, that first night I was steaming. I left my bag downstairs. Everyone's messaging me going, where are you, Terrence? Because I left my passport in the bar.
Where are you, Terrence?
Yeah, because my Terrence. And I was like, and everyone was like, is your dad black? Like, why is your name Terrence? I was looking at my phone like, what is going on?
Is your dad black? Where did that correlation
go? I know, because apparently Terrence is like a very black man.
No, it is. Terrence is very like middle-aged black man. Yeah, it is.
And then that's the night when, I ended up chatting everyone's ears off in their rooms and then went to bed. So I was hungover the following day, the first ski day.
Yes, but we went up at the same time.
Yeah.
Because everyone had lost it. The wigs had come out, and when that happens, it's just not it. I knew.
One thing about you guys is there's always a bob.
There's always a bob. Look behind you.
You can't escape the bobs. There's always a bob.
I'll tell you why there's always a bob. No party is complete without cosplay. I genuinely believe that. If you bring a bob, as in a bob or a moustache, either or, it works the same.
Yeah.
If you just
it's an icebreaker.
It is. If you take one in your bag or in your clutch, there was one night where I looked in my clutch, I opened my clutch out to Jack, right? And there was just a Fenty lip gloss and a bob wig. And he literally went, it's going to be a good night. And I was like, of course it is. Because you can literally separate the lames from the icons.
Yeah, yeah.
The lames from the icons. If you take the bob out and people are like...
Yeah, that's when they
don't get it. I'm like, all right, leave.
Yeah.
Like,
let the trash take itself out.
Agreed. I'm like, well, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bobs came out that night.
Yeah.
And we were just like... Do you know what?
Yeah, so much keeps coming back to me.
I know. But we were just like, do you know what? We could send it to the moon tonight, but then it would be the first day and we can't.
Yeah.
We can't.
So we just said every single other minute of every hour of that trip, we will.
Yes, exactly. So we took ourselves to bed. For me, that was huge. I was sitting in my bed.
You weren't expecting a Nobel Peace Prize. You're
babe,
in bed, like, where is
I was like... Green tea, matcha, that's me right now. I am
that
girl.
Is that a yoga retreat?
I am. This is a retreat. So we took ourselves up to bed. Everyone stayed, I think, a bit longer.
Yeah.
Day two. What was day two?
Day two was you going into a ski shop and being treated like Princess Diana. That was day two.
Okay.
Day two was, Prosecco on tap.
One thing about me in Austria, I'm going to clean up. Joe,
you but like
actually,
Beyonce
like,
in town.
I can't believe it. And I can only put it down to the fact that I don't think a lot of brown girlies ski.
No, I literally.
I honestly think that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, skiing is not a black girl demographic. It's just not.
No,
obviously, black girls do ski, but, like, generally,
yeah,
it's and not. It's just not
so incredible. Like full face, white on,
of
like,
course,
hooded, like fur hood.
I was like, I'll be damned if I don't serve a look on the slope.
You would have been fucked in an avalanche, though.
Yes, yeah, I would have. So thank God that didn't happen.
It was just your head. When that blizzard hit, all I could see was just a flowing head.
Yeah, it was.
Of the light.
Yeah, I know, it was bad. It was bad. But guys, I can't get over the treatment I got in Austria. This doesn't happen anywhere globally, by the way, as in, like, I go to every city in the world and think, oh, I'm serving. No one cares.
In Austria?
In Austria, everyone gave a shit. And I was like, what?
No, it was so fun.
As in, I walked into the, what happened in that?
The ski shop, you walked in to get your fit in there, like cracking open Prosecco, putting your boots on for you. None of, we didn't get that.
It was so funny. The man went, you know the main guy at the desk?
Yeah, yeah.
So so you get fitted, right, for your boots and your skis and all that. It's long, isn't it? It's a bit.
It is.
It's
I've
like
got blisters
fatty.
On my leg.
Show your. He's got
guys,
war
I've
wounds.
Got battle scars. Look. Honestly, they fit them tight.
That's on being CEO of the
slopes. Skiers, comment and tell me whether that's normal, because I'm going to get everyone seasoned skier in the comments. Like,
no!
You led wrong!
That
first day was that man. Oh my God, not me getting sung in my eye.
Let's
Nagy.
Talk about that.
Oh my God, I don't even bleep his name. Fuck Nagy. Fuck Nagy, I'm an Austrian slut. I'm sending for him. That man almost made me cry. When I'm hungover, I'm so tender. Like, and I've got a real thing with men in authority shouting in my face. Like,
I get it.
I would just simply
also
pass
me.
Away.
FaceTime you with
tears. I FaceTime came at the top of the mountain.
No.
And I was like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do this. Like, he's honestly screaming in my face. He was like, why are you here with the blue slope? You can't even stop. To the point where I was panicking so much, I forgot how to put my skis back on because he's screaming at me. So he's like, you can't even put on skis.
No.
So then by the time I got down the mountain after that, I thought, I'm not skiing anymore. Like,
no,
I can't. My confidence was not.
You were, when we saw you, you were downtrodden and disheveled. As in, it's so sad because he left us. He left us bright, bumptious, like literally a well-rounded man. And he came back fucked.
I got in that car, tears in my eyes. I said, I can't ever go back.
He said, I can't do that. To give you guys some context, basically the group split up. So there were people like me who were just there to serve a look and didn't know how to ski at all.
Yeah.
So we had to go to the nursery slopes.
Yes.
Right? And then
there's a middle part.
Yeah, there was like middle ground of you guys where like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not like seasoned veterans.
It was me, Chanel and Jack being like, we've skied before, but we need like a bit of confidence. And they said, let me give you the Austrian Winter Olympic coach with a megaphone in hand. They said, you better work. And I was terrified.
And let him beat you with sticks until you get it right.
He was like, snow plow. I was like, oh, he was horrible.
Which is hell, because by way of comparison, we had the we had this little instructor on the nursery slopes called Bruno. And Bruno was like, as in, I did nothing. I literally went down a slope that was about this, right?
Yeah.
In terms of incline. And he went, amazing, Ash. You're doing so wonderfully great. You are getting there. I was like, Bruno, look at me go. We were just, do you know what though? That was like a, do you remember what I was saying? It was like a social experiment.
Yeah, that's what the whole trip felt like. Also, Nagy wasn't even his name. I thought it was an Austrian name. It was like Austin or something. But basically, they call him Nagy. And I'm like, well, now I get why they call you Nagy.
What, they
Because you're a prick.
Because you're a Nagy prick.
Because you're a Nagy prick.
Is that why?
Yeah, is that what I'm assuming so?
Oh, so they genuinely, so everyone is aware that he's a horrible, horrible man. I don't understand.
And then they said at lunch, they said, Chanel's going to cheer you up. Let's take you to Moose Work.
That killed that. We just saw this side. Was that what the restaurant was called?
Yeah, they dumped us in the middle of a town. We looked on Google Maps. It was 10-minute walk away in ski boots to this restaurant. And all we saw was a sign that said Moose Work.
And obviously we just went, Moose Work! Yes!
You better Moose Work.
Oh my God. So yeah, it was very chaotic because we weren't all together at one time.
No, it was everyone was split apart.
Yeah.
Got like George Clark pirouetting on the slope.
Yeah, so two of the people in our group were like unbelievable skiers.
Like, I've never seen anything like
it. As in, it was madness. this. But then all their content was like, oh, you know, me not being able to ski. Yeah. I was like, shut it, Shannon.
Yeah, I saw them videos. Oh, first time skiing. I thought, I saw you doing your thing.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But that, to be fair, that first day was really fun.
Yeah, it was. And then the second was a spa night, wasn't it?
No, wait. You're forgetting how we ate dinner on that day. Is it not that day?
Wait, when did
that we had the fondue? Oh my God.
That was the first night they said we're going to do typical Austrian and literally put a full fat deep fryer in front of us with oil bubbling and just raw meats. And I said, I don't know if I'm comfortable cooking like scallops in hot oil.
Guys, it was the weirdest thing. When I see fondue, I think Willy Wonka, Augustus Gloop, just chocolate and like a couple of strawberries.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think... Yeah, I'll give bubbling you a cauldron. Vat of vegetable oil and then raw meat.
And a bubbling cauldron.
In like a bubble toil and trouble, witchy cauldron. And we were like, what is going on?
I barely ate that night. That's how I got so drunk, because they just kept topping up.
Yes.
And also they topped up at the table. So I thought I was just finishing a glass and I was done. And then next thing you know, I've had three bottles.
Can we speak about that? Because I actually think that's low key a form of abuse. You can't, as in the whole bottomless thing, but to not say it's bot. A lot of
to not even say like, would you like a top up? To just go for it, because also I think when you're chatting and drinking, you don't even realise
you've got no idea.
I couldn't even walk to the toilet at one
you've
point.
You've backed three bottles of wine, and I think I'm on my first glass.
Well, but I posted that ad that night with you in the story, and it was like, thanks for built time. Like, that was an ad. I was like,
R2D2.
That prom video. I was like, what is going on? I was steaming.
Yeah, I don't think restaurants should do that.
It's a form of abuse.
It is, because and they do it in bougie places, because it's obviously like, you're paying the big bucks, we're going to keep topping that wine up, but you don't see it happening.
No.
Because I remember at one point, I'm looking at you, we've been chatting for time, and you went, oi, how many of these have we had? I said, your guess is as good as mine.
No, that was, we had one dinner, and it was me, Ash, and Milan, who's absolutely amazing, like Chiara.
God,
and at one point, I thought, put a mic in front of us, and this is a podcast.
Yes.
It was getting deep, there were laughs, there was like,
crying, tears.
It was full on tears. I thought, I can't take this seriously anymore.
No.
That's the wine, mama. Ash at one point had to break the combo when the tears started and just went, that's the wine, mama.
Oh, because our mate was talking about something really sincere, actually. This is how I know
she
I
was
probably
talking
had
about like her journal entry from her boyfriend, and she just got all teary and she was like, he just loves me so much. And Ash, you cold hearted bitch.
I know.
You sat there, looked up, and you went, that's the wine.
You know what? I definitely had about six bottles at that point. Oh. I don't know what.
When an hour later, you let your coochie breathe in your bikini by the pole, and I thought, this is a spa. Your green tea era went fully out the window.
What? That's the night that we did the spa? Yeah, it was. Oh my God.
So much, you know, when like so much happens in such a short space of time that I literally left that trip, got on the coach and thought, like, well, number one, I was still drunk. And number two, I thought, how did that even happen? But there's so much more, because this is just a small portion.
This is just a tiny portion.
We did that day when we missed out and we got Krampus.
Right.
Let's talk about Krampus.
Krampus is
the most bizarre tradition.
Okay, but what I don't even get what the tradition is, because you were all explaining it to me and I was like, I don't understand really.
So they're in like local tradition. In local traditions in Austria, other place in Europe, they have like the evil Santa, which is Krampus, and he like basically beats children when they're naughty.
That's so good.
So like, and there's a film called Krampus, and he like kills everyone.
It's
actually one of my favorite Christmas films. So
there's a film called Krampus.
Yeah, there's a film called Krampus. It's really good. It's really good.
It's just
a horror film about Christmas.
Just a child beater. That's mad.
He like murders people. Like, it's crazy. So then, we in the film that we. Let their coochie breathe.
In it.
So this one day a year in this Austrian town that we were in, these Krampuses, Krampi? I don't know the
Krampi. Oh, no, not the plural! The plural being Krampi!
The Krampi. Not to be mistaken for cream pie.
The creme de la creme.
They hit the street dressed up as Krampus, but we were in the shop because we went there to promote a film, and in the film there was a Krampus, and we all thought it was bollocks. I've seen the film, but I didn't think it was real.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then we're in the ski shop, we're taking off our boots, we're like, we're so excited to hit the town tonight, and the guy was like so serious. I've got a video. He's like, don't go on the streets tonight. Ash is like, what are you, I'm made for the
streets. Yeah, me. But I'm made for the streets. How do I go on?
And then we were like, why? And he said, because they dress up as Krampus, they come up to you, they beat you with sticks, but they don't hold back. So people have bruises, there's people have been knocked out. I'm sat there and I'm thinking, this is bollocks. And he's like, no, seriously.
I thought that you all were like, haha, like, funny tradition. And then they went, no, guys.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait,
it was giving a spooky island.
Yeah, like, well, as in like, all he needed was a little torch under here or like some sort of lantern. He was like, no, guys, listen. He was like, I'm being serious. He went, if you film them, didn't he? He went, if you film them, you're finished. And we were like, what the hell?
Proof of content creators going.
Yeah.
And how long can we film them for?
Yeah.
So then, we don't believe it. We all come down. They're like, dress up for this meal, wasn't it? It was like, it's gorgeous hotel. They're like, dressed to the nines. You looked incredible. And we come downstairs and I can hear some faint screams in the background. And they're like, there's a Krampus and it's like a novelty. Like, it's one in the street. Anyway, guys, I literally got it on video. When I tell you,
I think we'll insert the clip because people need to see.
Insert the TikTok, right?
Yeah, Lord knows.
He runs at us with like a bat.
A bat.
Running full speed in this black outfit with these horns. And I'm thinking it's like Halloween. He won't come in the house. This Krampi comes into the fucking hotel.
Yes.
It was George Clark compared it to an active shooting situation.
Oh my God.
To the point where people are behind the bar. I'm out the back in the staff. I'm in the storeroom.
Yeah, you are in the Guys, by the way, I am mid face beat. I'm contouring. Obviously, I'm late, black time. All I hear is anarchy outside. I'm hearing. And I'm like this. It was honestly, if you could have seen like a dual screen, it was so funny. I'm hearing you guys outside my door going, Krampus! I'm going like this.
And I'm like, let that coochie be.
Yeah. Not me. And you were all, I didn't even see the whole massacre that happened because I was just getting ready.
That was, and then when we're on the coach on the way to the meal, we're all just trying to get over what happened, people being beaten with sticks. And then we see them all in the row.
Oh my God. And they're like this, like.
It's terrifying.
On our minibus.
Yeah.
On our minibus. They are, I just don't understand that tradition though. And how is it legal?
But also, it's kind of hot. But also...
Did somebody say Krampus?
So then also, Jack Remington decided that the entire meal, the man had verbal diarrhea. And tried to put the word... It's like someone gave him a secret challenge. Put Krampus into every conversation for the next hour and a half.
Yeah. All we could say then was Krampus.
With Krampus?
Yeah.
I was like,
we were.
What did you say? Was it Krampus?
It was like,
were you.
What?
It's like, were you silenced or were you. He was like, were you Krampus or were you Krampus? We were like, it was a lot.
It was. And also, we were at an extremely bougie restaurant that.
That was not made for us.
It was not made for us.
Or people like us.
No.
Or anyone that wasn't on a very small, intimate date.
Yeah.
No, when I tell you it was. Hell, to the point where these men came up to us at the end and were like, you seem like fun.
Oh my God, yeah.
But could not, but one
thing. Do you
thing,
remember that?
One thing, they were both called Max. One thing about the two Maxes, they could not command a table.
No. They
had
couldn't.
No public speaking they couldn't. Experience.
It was really bad. It was like flirting, but like, do you remember? Because they were in a private room.
Yeah.
And we had to go to their private room to get outside.
They thought you were an escort at one point.
Oi, it was pissing me off, actually. They thought I was a brass.
No, it was terrible.
Because they were like, as in, not that there's anything wrong. We love sex workers, but.
We do.
I am not one, and not on this trip, and not with those men, right? So I was literally like, we walked in and I said, oh, excuse me, can we walk through your room? Like, we feel like this is a bit inappropriate, you're literally like having a dinner, but we want to go outside. Mm. And he went, honestly, I don't know, can you? I went, I don't know, you tell me, bro, can I go outside? It depends. What are you offering? Fucking hell!
No, literally, like, it was that bad.
I was like, oh, no. I knew what I said. You really thought you ate.
No, the tone was
poor. And you didn't.
And then they come to the table. One of them is wearing some horrific salmon trousers.
To which
Jack goes, come on, salmon trousers. Let's get sickening. Well, by this point, we'd all had two bottles of wine. I'd lost it.
We were absolutely in tatters.
He said to the man, What do you say? Bend that arse over, let that salmon breathe.
Let that salmon breathe. Well, as it basically, we don't deserve nice things. We don't deserve to go anywhere nice.
No, never.
Because it's just McDonald's or nothing for us, yeah. I think, at this stage.
And also, that night, we got taken up this mountain and it was all icy. There was like chains on the coach tyres and it was really scary. And I started to feel a bit sick because you could see the drop in the dark.
Yeah, that was actually...
On the way back from there... It was like this party bus. I've never seen it. Poor Charlie Marlowe. That woman was in hell. She had a lem sip in hand.
Oh, was she
and
poorly?
She's got the gay singing 212 in her ear. She could not breathe. I sent a video to Kane. He was like, I want to come cuddle her.
Oh, bless her. She was poorly.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
There's literally a video of you like stood up at.
Yeah. Jack was upside down on the minibus at one point.
Upside down, shaking his ass in the air.
It was hellish.
Meanwhile, I don't know how much we can say on this, but meanwhile, Max is organising to fly a lady out to Austria that we met in a box at the O2.
Hang on, there's
no context to this aside.
At all.
Mrs. Outrageous was going to fly, sent us her flight ticket and passport to come.
When I tell you by this stage, we'd got to a new level of feral that I can't really explain. As in, we were basically trying to recruit new people
I've
to come
been
on
drunk
the trip.
Before, but I've never wanted to fly a 50-year-old woman out to Austria.
No. And you said, get your flight tickets ready.
Yeah. And she said, what's the address of the hotel? And he just put the name, Austria, come now.
It was that. But we were doing that all night. Everything had no context. Me, with barman. God. And there was this guy at the bar, right? He was good looking. He was cute, wasn't he?
He was a lovely looking man.
He was cute, quite timid, obviously.
Kane's like...
Yeah, Kane. okay. Cute guy, like a little sweet one, not anything like to write home about.
Yeah,
he was cute.
Not too bold.
No, obviously, he's Leonardo DiCaprio after I've had 30 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
I came back, this is when the party was really like...
Oh, yeah.
Is this when we sent it that night?
Yeah, this is when we got back and it just went off to the... This is the night of the pair. To the point where we walk in as well and we're with Ciara King on this trip and Party with the Monster is playing her song as we walk into the hotel. No context.
Nope.
No one told her to play it.
No. Nope.
I walked in, I thought, what the fuck?
What is going on? Nothing had context.
No
at this
context.
Point.
You're the queen of no context.
I am, because I'll tell you why. So, I am in this mood where I'm like, have you ever had this when you're out? When you want to flirt, but you're also just there for the streets. So you want to be with your mates and partying and shaking it, but you also want to be cute.
You're like an enigma.
Yeah. I wanted to do both, but I couldn't possibly do both. There was too much going on. Like, Max is over there with a wig on. Like, I'm like, I want to be there, but I also want to be here.
Yeah, of course.
At the bar, kind of having a bit of a flirt.
Yeah.
So, cut to, I am chatting to this barman, giving him no zero context. So I said to him, meet me in my room.
Like as in, where? What hotel?
Where? He's going, okay. He went, where? You'll know.
You'll know. Like You'll a smoke know. Signal will come up at midnight. Like
I haven't given him a time, date, place, coordinates, floor. Nothing. I've given him nothing.
You said,
and we were
just
dying.
Meet me there.
I said, just meet me. I said, you'll know. Of course he won't
when
know.
When the time is right, you'll feel it in your heart.
No, and
know.
That was, and we were dying.
You did it the whole trip.
The whole night. Then we were like taking shots together and like having a flirt, whatever. He then goes, I'm going to get told off if I keep doing this with you guys. On camera, because I'm on camera now, like I'm working. I went, all right, well, where aren't the cameras? He went, in the store cupboard. Barely. I'm now with the bartender in the store cupboard having cigarettes and doing tequila shots. He was smoking cigarettes in the store cupboard. But just like lighting it up
I
in the store cupboard.
I can't say the C word, but you know what I want to say.
And the store, bear in mind, the store cupboard is about this big. So we are like this.
You're hotboxing them.
We are hotboxing
You've got
the
tequila
store
straight in.
Like this. And I'm going, meet me in my room. And nothing.
I can't.
It was so funny. Bear in mind, cut to, the guy actually did end up knowing where my room was.
Yeah.
Knocking the door at 5 a.m. I'm gone. I may as well have been in A&E by this point.
And then the second night, after that all happened, you go downstairs to the receptionist, who's a different man, but equally a cute man. She goes up, she's like, can we get any food? And he's like, it's 5 a.m. Like, everything's closed. We're in a literal valley in the Austrian.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing you've got to eat is some guinea fowl in the fucking packing tent off, right?
Yeah, and you have to catch it yourself literally in the dead of the night.
Yeah, so you're like, okay then, how about some company? The man is like... So then you went back to food, didn't you? And he went, hold on.
I went back to food because I thought I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
I did too much. I thought I'm doing too much. And I went, any just sweets or anything?
The man goes to fruit bowl.
You're going to die.
Pulls out a pear and just hands it to Ash.
So this is 5 a.m. I'm in my stripper boots in Austria with a pear in my hand.
Walking up like a real housewife up
and
the stairs.
And no man, because all I said to all of them is, meet me in my room, and with no man.
And you've just got a pear to show for it.
And I just came up the stairs like this. You lot were falling apart. Him and Max could not believe what was going on.
No, it was honestly, I've never seen anything like it and I never will again.
No. Genuinely the best trip ever.
And then
ever,
to top the cherry on top of the chaotic trifle.
Yeah.
Because this story's got layers.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, as our coach pulls away, the barman is stood on the corner.
No, guys.
With phone in hand, vaping, waiting for his goodbye kiss from Ash.
He wanted to
as
say
the
goodbye.
Coach pulls.
Because he said we
there
didn't.
Is
we,
a photo
we, guys, no, no, no. When I tell you, we fell apart on that.
And then
coach.
He sends you a text and he, what does he say?
And
don't,
he says,
don't cry over spilled milk.
Yeah. But he basically was sending me texts. I didn't, we were so.
You
done.
Were late, babe, as well.
Yeah, of course I was late. Of course I was late. We were done that morning.
They said, Ash, you need to get on the coach.
Yeah, we had had like all of 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
We were done. We were rotten to the core at this point.
Yeah.
We just needed to get home. They were like, get on the coach.
Oh, we had to get that flight.
And we had to.
We got Alice in the back with a pulled back. We had to go.
Oh, my God, yeah. People were injured. Like, everyone was done. We get on the coach. They're like, guys, come on, we've got to get to the airport. Yeah. The boys go, Ash, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Barman is standing outside to wave you goodbye. We fell apart. We've just collapsed. My legs gave way.
We're in tatters.
We're in tatters. They're going, you've got to say, do something, like wave.
To the point where we thought this coach was blacked out. It's not. It's just a bunch of gays going, ah! Everyone's taking photos. Ash has hit the deck.
We thought it was a blacked out coach, and it wasn't. So all they must have seen was...
We're hitting the floor. It's all gays like... Oh my God, it was hell.
This is actually, you're not reliving it, it's so much funnier. It's killing
in
me.
In the moment, it was.
And we just fell apart. I said, I can't possibly, after saying nothing but meet me in my room, I can't say bye to this man. What am I going to say?
My room was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just said
it. It was 2:05.
I was like, what do I say? So I literally just went, I just fell to the floor. I didn't even wave. And bless him. And they've got a picture of this man.
He's got a vape in hand, phone there. And he's just looking at his phone as we're all collapsing.
A vape in hand, his everyday clothes on, because I've only seen him in his barman clothes.
You saw him in his civvies.
Yeah, in his civvies. It was like non-school uniform day. I was like, oh, bless him. Vape, phone, texting me being like, can I say goodbye to you, Fräulein?
And you said no, Fräulein.
And I said nothing.
The time has gone.
Yeah, I said the time has gone. And I said, I'm really sorry, we had to go. It was actually very poetic.
It was.
Got a flight to catch. He said, don't cry over spilt milk.
You will be returning anyway.
Yeah, Lord knows.
You will be back there.
I have to
you
go
take
back.
The show on tour straight to that
place
in Austria.
Oh, my God. First destination, Austria, sellout. Sellout, no.
Can you imagine, like, you London, Birmingham, Leeds, Austria.
Austria. And it's just all men. And it will be.
Krampus at the mat.
Beating me with sticks.
I can't.
It was just.
If you're lucky. It was, yeah. That just was a lot to debrief. And it's so hard with no context to people.
Yes.
Just reliving that.
Okay, guys, the love line is now open and I am ready for your calls. I want you to send in chaotic voice notes of your dating stories, your love life woes, all of it. The juicier, the better, the more chaotic, the better. Joe, we're doing love line.
Okay, so I have to give people advice.
Yeah. Are you good at advice?
Like, not one bit.
No?
No. I'm
Why?
Very much like, I just go with, I don't skirt around. I'm not like a sugarcoater.
Okay.
I'm like, if someone said to me, like, I'm really not getting on with my mum, I would say, hire a Krampus. To beat her ass.
Beat her down.
It would be like, I wouldn't be able to do it like...
Fine.
We've tried advice on our pod.
Oh, it just doesn't work. It's giving me the therapy.
Yeah, I just like...
Yeah.
And this pod spent...
And this pod
sponsored by BetterHelp. That's literally me every podcast. I'm shit. And Kane's really good at giving advice. So I kind of just let him do that portion of it.
Fine. Yeah, but that's why you're yin and yang.
That's why that... What is going on with the
set? Hello, love line.
This is so cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Grandpa's.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hi, girl. So I was in basic training when I was younger. Met this boy. He was like, should we go on holidays? Yeah,
great. What's his accent?
17.
I love it.
First we're going on holidays, virgin, 17. Got to the airport, his two friends rock up. So I thought, this is fucking weird. I went on holidays with three men.
I love
her. We had our own rooms.
She's Wales. She's Wales.
Obviously, virgin, never had sex before. Don't think I'd have done anything with the boy before.
Oh.
Woke up after like the second night. Literally, it was a massacre of Vaseline. Like the biggest tub of Vaseline you can have. Imagine that. Lost my virginity. It was in every hole known to man. He got up. I think he fractured his ankle. Yeah, I know he was on crutches for like the whole fucking week. He couldn't walk properly because he was swollen. He was a prick anyway, so he deserved it really. But yeah, like the Vaseline, it was fucking handprints of the wall. It was like we'd knocked the fucking floor. I don't know what he had done, where he had put his fucking penis, but I don't think it was in me. I think it was everywhere but me. Yeah. But then his two friends, the last day we were there, they dared each other to shit on the hotel bed. One of the boys shit on the bed, wrapped the sheets up and put them in the corner. Got to the airport and I was like, what have we got in your bag? He'd only brought the hotel sheets with him with shit in to like fucking discard in the fucking airport. It was the worst holiday I've ever fucking been on.
That.
Sorry, what?
What is going on?
What advice do you want from that? Like.
She is an icon.
As in,
she really said, and that's just a Monday morning. Like that.
It was so casual. The Vaseline. It was so understand.
But wait, hang on. First of all, she said all up the walls, and my mental image is him just putting his knob in the Vaseline and just doing it.
Come on, Van Gogh.
He said, we're going to paint the town red.
I'm so confused by it. What? Why shit on the sheets? That is a dare.
I don't know.
What's funny about
no,
that?
No, but that's only funny. Okay, it's not funny. It's fucking me.
You know them ones where they're like, you had to be there? And I'm like, well, even if I wasn't
even,
there.
Yeah, that's it's way worse if I'm there.
Did she say every hole?
Yeah, no. She said no. Yeah, she said there was... Yeah, she did say every hole.
So like,
she said Vaseline in every hole.
So I'm...
What?
What? Mouth plus bum? Like, what other hole? Just get her ears cleaned out.
Your defo.
That is honestly...
I'm not being funny. There's Vaseline on the walls. There's Vaseline in your ears.
If there's Vaseline on the walls, that's when you know you've got a problem. Also, like, since when was Vaseline a substitute for lube?
I was going to say that. Why Vaseline?
Since when?
Petroleum jelly.
Yeah.
That's like not.
The government name. The government name.
The full government.
The government name. Petroleum jelly. Honestly.
That's not okay. The shit thing, also, it's just. Is it that has so many layers?
That has so many layers.
Petroleum jelly in itself was enough of a story.
That's the name of my autobiography.
Definitely.
Petroleum jelly and shit sheets.
Yeah. That's my drag name. Shit sheets is my prison name. But like, oh, that was enough of a story, and then yeah, the shit was like a whole
other thing that needs to be unpacked.
That does need to be
literally.
Yeah.
But like, why? There's so many other opportunities on the way to the airport to discard. Why do you have to wait to security to be like, oh yeah, there's diarrhea sheets in my bag?
Even if you're like an abomination to mankind and think that's funny,
yeah,
it's only funny if you shit and leave the sheets. Leave the shit sheets because
like
it's like, haha, like, ha, shit sheets. It's still not funny.
me, like, where is the joke?
Yeah, you. Where's the punchline?
No, that's awful.
But you took them with you. Yeah.
I'm glad she got that dick.
Did she?
I don't know. Well,
the walls
got
it.
Slip.
Yeah. Mama, I don't know what to say.
She's
to you.
Vaseline.
Never.
The only person I know that uses like petroleum jelly is George Bags on his lips.
That is the last person I was expecting you to say.
Like, as in, like
George Bags uses
petroleum
jelly.
Vaseline by his bed. Maybe he's doing the same.
Maybe it was George.
He wears a big retainer at night, like rugby style, so he has to like Vaseline his lips up so they don't...
Oh, so they don't get all horrible and coarse.
I'm surprised.
Do you know what? And that's on having a gay brother.
Yeah, literally.
Because anybody else would have let them crack up, and he just said, not tonight.
I said, no. You are petroleum jelly. Hell.
Yeah, I don't know. Girlie, do better, pick better. I don't know what to say. I think it's so funny.
But I will stand by the first time has to be a funny story because, like, it's never going to be good.
Yes, that's true. Mm. I'd rather a story than, like, oh, we made love into the night. Oh, who cares?
Like George.
Yeah.
I made love in Ibiza.
Yeah. I love my girlfriend.
Sea view.
Good for you, girl. I don't care.
She rocked my world. I'm like, I was dressed as a clown.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Good for you, girl.
Good for you, girl.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on another chaotic episode of Antics with Ash. Joe, I love you, baby.
I love you so much. I want to kiss you on your crampus.
Oh, please, mama, after dark. Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your nan. Love me, lips me.
And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to give it a 5-star review.
Bye.
Bye,
crampus.
Bye.